Voice Coaching and Speech Coaching Blog. How a great voice can close more sales. Joan, the marketing VP of a national telecommunications company, called me to spiff up their salespeople. Joan said, the reps are not closing the sales, the morale is low, and we're turning over people every couple of months. Your website says you too can use your voice to increase your company's sales and your reps' commissions. If you can do that, you're hired to train 250 salespeople. Here's how I do it, Joan. Let me ask you, why does using your voice to sell give you the competitive edge in the market? Because most salespeople don't realize that their voice is sabotaging their relationships with their customers. I will convince your sales staff the value of slowing their speaking rate, saying their words clearly, and never letting their voice trail off at the end of a thought. Training in these three basic speaking skills will close sales and increase your yearly sales percentage. These three speaking skills will immediately engage and build a relationship with every customer in the first 15 seconds of the sales conversation. To increase commissions, all it takes is for your salespeople to practice the following three skills. 1. Slow down to a speaking rate of 145 to 150 words per minute. This is vital because it allows the customer to understand what you're saying and to feel comfortable listening to you speak. Fast talkers come across as anxious, nervous, or just plain disinterested in the customer. Most reps who take my speaking rate test are shocked that they are speaking over 200 words per minute. Speak clearly. When you slow down, you can hear that you are dropping the ends of your words and slurring and running your words together. Being able to say your own name, the company name, and the product name is basic and important. The rule is never to speak any faster than you can say the ends of all of your words clearly. No matter how weird this may feel to the rep, the customer will listen better, ask more questions, and get engaged in the sales process, making it easier for your sales rep to close. 3. Don't trail off at the ends of your thoughts, which makes you sound negative to the customer. People converse in thoughts, not in complete sentences. When you trail off or mumble the end of your thought, you send a signal that what you're saying is not that important or even invalid. Joan decided to give it a try, and the yearly sales went up by 2%. The sales staff was making good commissions, and the company was delighted with the highly effective and productive common sense solution. If you would like to learn how you can improve your speaking voice, Sandra offers a 25-minute Voice Power Studios accent reduction and speaking skills consultation.